Hi, and welcome to the Ally Spotlight, hosted by me, Andrew Milne.
And me, Sarah Erdmash.
Where we'll be talking to guests about how they're working towards making the world a more diverse, equal and inclusive place through allyship. Today we are just going to have a quick chat about our next series, the Ally Spotlight, and what led us to take the podcast in this direction, aimed specifically at focusing on allyship in practice. So Sarah, what are your thoughts on why we're taking this direction?
We've been doing the podcast for a couple of years now. We've done a few seasons. And what we have discovered is that we have a very invested group of people who are committed to diversity, equality and inclusivity. But there is a significant portion of the population who feel excluded from the conversation, which is completely at odds with what we're trying to achieve. And so it's become increasingly obvious that we need to find a way to include more people and broaden the conversation beyond the people that are, we're preaching to the choir. So yeah. Extending the conversation beyond that. What are your thoughts?
Like, there's a way to include people and be diverse, but how do you get other people to conversation? Like you said, too, like you're preaching to the choir, you know what to expect, you know what the conversation is going to be.
I think the thing is that event we did at Visa for South Asian Heritage Month. The only people that went were South Asians. And it became very apparent in that room that other people, other groups didn't feel that that event was for them. But actually,
that was what I was trying to get at.
That event was exactly for everybody else. It was great for everybody to be able to share their own stories. And you know, it was very positive. It was an awesome event. I loved it. I really enjoyed it. And I'm really glad that I was there. What was a shame is that there weren't more people like us there, because it should have been an education piece for us, and I think that's what the whole problem with DEI is at the moment, that everyone is talking to their own groups. We're staying in our own groups, in inverted commas. People don't feel invited to the conversation. They feel like intruders, which is not true, and without our allies and people who are, without the broader community, we are not going to change the world. And that's what Ally Spotlight's all about.
Yeah, and I feel a lot of these efforts are, you know, not preemptively, but they are kind of marginalised people who don't identify as being part of that group. Like I've said long time ago, in that, you know, when you've got events and we're just going to bang on the women's event sort of thing, it's always a women's group. And then the conversations are being had away from the people who need to be hearing them. And obviously, you've got to be respectful of the environment. But if you're talking the same conversation to the same people and people externally, who are unfortunately the ones who tend to have the power and the control about decisions, and by decisions, I mean finances, investment, they're not part of the conversations. And if they do feel excluded, then why would they want to be invested both financially, mentally and emotionally into it? So, yes, from my point of view, I think the Ally Spotlight is there because we're wanting to open the conversations to other people and saying, hey, look, you may not be part of that group, but you should still be hearing this. And if there's anything you can use of your own platform to help further the platform of another group that you may not identify with, but you want to help, then I think these are the sort of conversations that you should be having and trying to understand what goes on behind the background. What can you do? How can you be respectful, but how can you use your power?
I think there's two points there. One is the mobility between groups, and we should be supporting each other. We shouldn't all be working in silos. If we want to change the world, we do it collectively as a society, as you just said. The other thing is when we start using words like privilege and we're having these conversations about everybody in the room, I think it creates a fear culture. So people are nervous about getting involved. They don't want to say the wrong thing. You know, the spirit is very, very willing, but just that utter fear, cancel culture, you know, saying the wrong thing, getting shouted out of a room. I have a friend who's very senior in a satellite company, and he ran an inclusivity workshop and got shouted down by one of the people who was representing a group. And he was mortified. He was trying to get the conversation. He was coming from a very good place. He was trying to get the conversation started, but because he was a straight, white, privileged man who was trying to use his position to influence change, he was undermined by somebody who was incensed that he was trying to take control of the situation. And I know that there's that whole kind of white savior complex, and a lot of our listeners may be thinking that. But equally, if we can't support our allies can't support us. Yeah. And that's why it's so important to start celebrating allyship.
Now, and that kind of has a parallel to, I was having a conversation with a friend, and I was, you know, having this talk with him saying, look, you know, you kind of need to get everyone in the room. And he was saying to me, well, why do they need to be there? Why should they be there? We don't need them. I'm like, unfortunately, we do need them, because them is the ones that is making the decisions and allowing us to progress stuff as well. So if they're not in the conversation, and we're using the word incensed again, he was incensed that we have to invite other people outside of our immediate group in order to help progress what we want, further the agenda, as it were. But I don't think the penny quite dropped within us, what I was getting at, and chances are it's probably not dropping now. But the reality is that unfortunately you do need people there who can help you out, and we can't do it alone.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That actually sounds like it could be quite an interesting podcast episode. Get your friend on. Because there is resistance from within the DEI community. And that's what's pushing back on more people supporting us. I read something the other day. There's more men on boards in the FTSE 100 called Andrew and Simon than there are women. So there are more Andrew and Simons on FTSE 100 boards than there are women.
I wonder, you know, can we, this is me just like thinking, can we break this down and see how we can age them, but can we also then guess what sort of age groups they are? Like, when was Andrew a popular birth name? You've been a child of the 80s. And then when it was Simon as well, is there any correlation between age and name? Which is completely not what the whole point was, but.
undoubtedly. But you should know that, Andrew.
I've not heard of Simon. Like, Simons, that's quite a rare, it's not a rare name, but I've not heard of Simon in ages.
I know a few Simons. But anyway, but it's the Andrews and Simons that we need to get to the table, because they are the ones that the reason they have the power is because they're in the position to be able to help. So, and if people in that position are willing to help, then I say we embrace their support and work together for change.
Yeah, no, that all makes sense to me. And I think it's quite important thing, like I've been saying all these, how long have I been doing this for now? I think I've like a few years. You can't create inclusion through exclusion, so you've got to keep the doors open and allow everyone to grab a plate and sit at the table, and if they choose to walk away, that's entirely up to them, but you can say you've done what you could do to try and help further the agenda.
Exactly. And that thing that Andrew Welsby said when he was on the podcast last season, put yourself in the other person's shoes. And that goes both ways. It's, you know, the Andrews and Simons can put themselves in the shoes of the communities that they're looking to support. But then we should also be putting ourselves in the shoes of these, of people that want to support us but feel unable to for whatever reason.
Yeah, I completely agree. It's all about trying to see other people's perspectives. So thank you for that, Sarah. It's always a pleasure chatting to you. And to our listeners, hopefully you're excited by this next season as we are to bring it to you, because we have got some amazing guests coming your way.